Unprecedented outrage and protest continue in Pakistan after a high court decision to release five men convicted of gang raping a woman as part of tribal justice to punish her family. The government says it will lodge an appeal to the Supreme Court. The victim, Mukhtara Mai, says her life is now in danger. Dozens of women's rights activists gathered in the Pakistani capital this week to continue protests against the release of five high-profile gang rapists. The protesters are chanting, "Down with the judicial system, long live Mukhtara Mai, the victim of the gang rape." It is just one of many rallies nationwide putting Pakistan's justice system on trial. At issue is last week's decision by a Lahore High Court to free five of the six men sentenced to death for raping or ordering the rape of Ms. Mai in 2002. A tribal council deemed rape an appropriate punishment for Ms. Mai's family in a local dispute. There were some 200 witnesses to the sexual attack, and Ms. Mai was forced to walk home almost naked after in front of her neighbors. But the High Court ruled there were a flawed investigation and not enough evidence to uphold all the convictions. Human rights activists are calling the decision shocking and disgraceful. Nasreen Azhar, a prominent social worker here, says Pakistan's legal system needs an overhaul.
It was an obvious crime. Everybody saw it. The whole village knew about it. And yet, on some technical grounds, they said they didn't have enough evidence or something. The judicial system needs to be overhauled, needs to be improved tremendously, from police investigation to the judges' awareness.
Ms. Mai, who since her attack has started a school to educate boys and girls in her poor rural village, was devastated. She collapsed in tears in the courtroom upon hearing the decision to overturn the convictions. Speaking to reporters outside the court last week, she said she fears for her life because her rapist will again be her neighbors.
What she's saying that she feels danger, and it's not only to her own life but also to her family.
The government has responded by stepping up security for Ms. Mai, and Information Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed says this case will go to the highest court.
Yes, the government has decided that we will pursue this case, and we are already in contact with the experts, the lawyers, and they are making this case, and soon we are going to submit this appeal in the Supreme Court.
The case has shocked the country and again focused international attention on the treatment of women in Pakistan, where gang rapes and killing women to protect family honor are common in tribal and rural areas and generally go unpunished. In 2004, the Pakistani government introduced the death penalty for honor killings, but has done little to address rape. In this country, rape is almost impossible to prove under a controversial Islamic law, which requires a victim to produce four Muslim male witnesses or risk being prosecuted for adultery. Niloufar Bakhtiar is Pakistan's Minister for Women's Affairs. She says the government is trying to fix flaws in the Islamic law known as Hudood Ordinances, but any amendments will require an intense public debate.
When you're dealing with an Islamic law in an Islamic country, you just can't do it right away. You have to have consensus first. You have to lobby for it, like we had to do for honor killings. Hudood ordinances will be touched upon. We will now work on the legislation.
Since the introduction of Hudood ordinances in the 1970s, human rights groups say more than 60% of female prisoners in Pakistan's jails have been arrested under the Islamic law. Ms. Mai is being seen as the most high-profile and poignant symbol of the need to make Pakistan's justice system fairer for women. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.